Okay, we're still in the Sugya of Eitzim and Achai. The Rav Tosfos here was megala to us a very big chiddush. Tosfos tells us that when you do someone a favor using the Sugya Hanah, that is a that's a daraisa, which means that a guy has Yisuri Hanah. It's the guy's Yisuri Hanah. He just can't reach it, and he gets you to hand it to him. Taisa said that that's also Aser of Nehenam in Yisuri Hanah. And Taisa said, why? Because Shemachlik Lo Ha'akum Taiva. The guy is not a Taiva, therefore you're having a benefit from Yisuri Hanah that you're causing the guy to be Ma'aser Taiva. Just let's finish the Taisa. This the Hadam of the Seifel Mitzvahs. The Tech of the Kasha, the Gemara says in Bava Mitzvah, Gabi and Vaisa Tuna Yayin Nesef. Here it's talking about Yayin Nesef, which is also Bahanah. Now, what we call Yayin Nesef is something else. The wine that they tell in the store is Stam Yainam. Stam Yainam is Mutter Bahanah, it's only after Bishtir. But we're talking about real Yayin Nesef, Yayin that belongs to an Eidra Vaidu Zara. So Gemara says that if you see an animal, there's a mitzvah to help unload an animal. You see the animal loaded with Yayin Nesef, Ein Zakukla. The animal is Tarbat HaChaim Deraisa, and Ein Zakukla. This is what the Gemara has in the Mitzvah. They're going to say, Tarbat HaChaim Deraisa, why don't you have to unload it? So what do we see? That you're allowed to unload Yisuri Anah. Afa Gat Dechoshev Kemistake of Yisuri Anah, Vashra Atalub Bechinam. You're helping somebody by unloading his animal, so that should be Yasser because you're having benefits from Yisuri Hanah. So he says, no, we're coming. You know why it's Mutter? Even they didn't miscavenge. You have to play Taiva. Since you're not Mechavin, then it should be Mazik Taiva, Bishon Tzaba Lechayim, Fashub Kamoy Lai Efshir, Bavoy Mechavin Bishar. Let's take this test. So this is Mechadish, based on the Gemara later in the Perek, that if, even if you have enough of Yisuri Hanah, but if you do it in a way that's like a mechavin, you don't have in mind, when you're helping unload the animal, you're doing it because it's a tabal echavin. You don't want the animal to be in pain. So that's why you're unloading the animal. But, so you're not mechavin, that the owner of the animal should be master taiva to you. The taiva says that's mutter. It's lo yefshir, but like a mechavin. Lo yefshir meaning, there's no other way to get the animal out of the Tzav HaLechayim. Like a Mechavi means you don't have Kavana for any type of a benefit. So therefore it's Mutter. That's how you finish.
Just all over those
things?
What?
You sell it to me, I know you're doing it because you want the money. You want to have it.
I'm just doing it because you want the money. I have to be growing.
But that means you're Mechavi to have enough in the earth. Because without the oil, you won't get the money. Based on the oil, you're going to get the money. That's called Mechad.
The
I'm not sure what your question is, because once you got the gift, you got the gift. Well, I'm not sure what the question is. Should not be allowed to deliberately take a gift from a guy. If he's considered an animal, then he's not going to allow to. The guy? He has it already, what should he do? What's he something to do about it? What should he mean? See, it's a funny thing to tell someone don't have in mind. Lamaisa, if you have a benefit, you have a benefit. And if you know you have a benefit, you know you have a benefit. It's not why you're taking the gift, then it's like a machado. And that's why he's taking it. Somebody walks down the street. There's a church. And he puts shade onto the street. So if you're mechavin to the shade of the church, so it's mechavin, it's awesome. If you're my mechavin, just walking down the block, you happen to have a shade. It's like a mechavin. He wants the guy to be mountain tiger fan. That's true. But the point is that he's mechavin for the Hanah. The Maestro, he's being Ivory. He's having a Noah. He's a Psor, then Mechan. If he doesn't have that Psor, then he's Ivory, because he's having a Noah.
Don't need Mechan to get the
It's not, but that doesn't make a difference. The point is, he's being over and over. He's a Ptur Ben Machan. Does he have this Ptur? That's the whole question. The question is, could he have not gotten it a different way? Okay. Yesterday, I mentioned to you the Shev Shemaitis Kasha. Shev Shemaitis in Shemaitis Aleph, Parak Beis, asks that there's a Gemara in the Sefer Kiddushin which contradicts Tysus' rule. The Gemara of the Sefer Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Testament Day, says a very big Kiddush regarding Arla. We know that Arla, eating Arla, even if it's Laris, is misdirected. Or having enough from Arla is misdirected. There's a halacha Moshe Sinai that suffic arla, the chutzlaret is mutter. That if you have something which is suffic arla, there's no problem in chutzlaret. The Gemara says that you're allowed to take something that you know is badei arla and send it to another Jew as a gift and not tell him that it's badei arla. When he receives it, he'll be a suffic arla, he has no clue it's arla. And that's mutter, no problem. Tremendous finish. You yourself are not allowed to eat it, you're not even allowed to have an offering. But if you send it to someone and the recipient to him is suffic arla, that is mutter. Now the question about that kiddush, so we'll have to learn kiddush together. Yeah, the Gemara says I'm a rum. The question that they get for us is the Shev Shemaitis kasha. That God's good, the one who receives the arla food. He's allowed to have an off from it, he's even allowed to eat it, because to him it's suffic arla. But the person sending the arla, the person sending the arla fruit, to him it's vade arla. The one sending the arla fruit to him is vade arla, and vade arla is asabana. Now if you say, like our Tysus, that sending someone a gift is hahanah, because he's mazik like taiva, she's going to be grateful to you. So how are they allowed to send Arla, which they knew is bad, how are they allowed to send it to someone? They're benefiting, because now someone's going to be mounted private to them. So how could these Amiroyim send the Arla to each other? Right. The way the Shev Shemaitis says it, the Shev Shemaitis is in Kasher on Tysus. The truth is that the Stifler in Kedushin points out that it's not so much a Kasher on Tysus, based on Tysus. Tysus is talking where you give a guy the guy's own arla. So that's the Kiddush of Tysus. Even though giving him his own thing, he's not a Tysus. In the Sefer Kedushin, it's mashma that they were giving their arla. Their own arla to the other person. That's certainly awesome. Now we had a Gemara, Shaleach Adam Yerach L'Nachri, that it's because it's Mutter Ba'anoy, if you're Mutter Ba'anoy, you're not allowed. So it seems the Shev Shemaitis understands. So really, the Gemara Kedusha should be Shver without Tysus. But it seems the Shev Shemaitis understands that if you can answer, the Gemara Kedusha is told you they send someone else's arla. And that you would ask from our Tysus.
Why
weren't they Makatai?
Because they sent him off. They told him afterwards that when we sent to you, what was, oh, you're not going to get someone, you're not going to
be Makatai. You're going to be Makatai because he did your favor, you were able to eat it.
Yeah, you know that he did not have no favor to give it off.
The disciple says something like that here in his teeth. He says that if you're going to say Badei Arla, it's not Shalai, it's not a real Hana. I don't know. The disciple has such a mahalach introduction, but it doesn't seem to fully. I don't understand how fully answers the question. Because Lamaisa b'shas Maisa, he's not going to talk to you. So later you won't be. Now he is.
The
fact that you for now. No, that is just something along the lines of what Mayor is saying.
That
I,
do even the fact that, by giving it the guy his own arla, he's literally taking your own.
This is worse.
But he's then giving the power to it.
But that makes him bigger character. But that makes the other even more schwer in condition because you're eating your own, which is totally the other. It's not the same either, because the halakha mishnah is similar. That if you're mistook if it's arba, even if you're shmaying it's arba, you're still allowed to eat it. I understand, but being the one who receives it as mistook is not there. The Gemara says you're allowed to marry a mistook mamzer, and when you're already comes, he won't tell you what she is to really mamzer. Married, once you marry a woman, she's not a mamzer. Well, you're my brother, Tyler, and Tyler, the same. He's not going to come. He's a time to fight. He's not going to come to that. Abri Nezer, so Shifafaf says a nice parrot on the Sheshmach Kasha. Says, Gemara Kedushim on the test, that you're allowed to give Arla to someone else, it means it's mutter, provided that you're in a machaven, you're not machaven for the type of sanah, for a person who should be mounted tithes. And like it says in the end of Taisis, in a machaven is mutter. We pass it even efshar of a like a machaven is mutter, as long as you're in a machaven is mutter. So, the Gemara says, Amiran did it. Yes, Amiran did it. They didn't do it for the tithes. They didn't do it the other person should be grateful to them. They did it as a means of benefiting. They wanted to benefit their friends. They wanted to benefit someone else, another year. They said to Marva, they were not mechavim for the Hasukkah type. What? They are, but they're mechavim type. This is what? I'll say that by everything. If so, so by all these three, I know you should say it. Maybe you'll say it Achinami. But then what our Kabbalah would argue more with Abram and Achayla ben Noyach? Taisa said that by Abram and Achayla ben Noyach, the Gemara is proving it's Mutabana because the ben Noyach is Masik Tari. Maybe the Gemara is also talking that you're giving it to the ben Noyach and you're in a Machabin to be Masik Tari. You have some Abram and Achay, it's perfectly good meat, you don't want it to go to waste. So good. So maybe our Gemara is also talking that you're in a Machabin. So how is this not a good carriage? You say, talking in a machabin, maybe Agamar is also in a machabin. Rabbi Nezer says, no, beautiful. We learned that there's an issa leisechanim to give a gift to a guy. This is a right stuff, leisechanim, you're not allowed to send a matana to a guy. So Taisa said, how are you allowed to send the Gira Nasha, Yerep or Nachri, how are you allowed to send a guy a gift? The Taisa said, yeah, it means it's someone you know, and he's going to be Nachatari. You're allowed to send a guy a gift if you're sending it to him, he should be Nachatari to you. You're allowed to give, people give the mailman gifts on extra time, or they give their customer gifts. What's the hazard? The hazard is you're not giving them a gift. You're giving it for your good. You're giving it to them so that they should be married to Taiva to you. So it comes out that the only way you're allowed to give a Ben Noyach a gift is if you're doing it with Kavana, that he should be married to Taiva to you. So the Rabbi Nezer says, now it's beautiful. When you're giving to a Yid, Taka always mutter, if you ain't a Messiah, should be married to Taiva. Taka is Muslim. That's what happened by Arla. They were giving a Jew you're allowed to give, provided not to tell you, it's never a problem. In our Gemara, by Abram and Achayla ben Nayach, since you're giving it to a guy, it must be that you're Machavim, that he'll be Masik Taiva to you. Because otherwise, you're Abram Eishachane. So, Menela, Taisa said that the Gemara is proving it's not that it's Mutabana. Because the guy you're doing it, so the guy should be Mazda Taiva, and that itself is something which is Anna. Are you allowed to give Safik Arla Yes, you have a good question, but it's a complicated question. I'll explain why in a minute. Okay? First of all, I'm going to finish that reading. What you're asking. Can you hear me now? Okay. The great David Menachai, and I'm giving him his David Menachai. When we say not give a gift, it means you're not doing a favor either. It's all the same, it's all included. But unless you're funny, you might not see them to do a favor also. So it's beautiful. So by then, no, you have to do what you should be not a favor. So that's the case of setting a problem. But the case of Arlo, which is to a Jew, there is no problem. It's really not a problem that he can not a favor. So this is the terrorist, or he brings a nice riot. I don't know if you like it, but it's kind of. Every Shomer Chinam, is a Shomer Chinam? Huh? Is every Shomer Chinam a Shomer Chinam? The question doesn't make sense. I just said every Shomer Chinam. It's every apple and apple. If somebody gives you something to watch, and he doesn't pay you, are you a Shomer Chinam? Yes. Is he not entitled to you that you're watching it? Well, he's not entitled to you. He didn't give you something to watch. So why isn't every Shomer Chinam automatically a Shomer Sacha according to Taisa? Taisa says that being married to Taiva is like Tzar. So every time a Shomer Chinam gives something to, a person gives something to a Shomer Chinam to watch, the Taka true is not paying him money, but he's paying him that he's married to Taiva to him. Why isn't every Shomer Chinam a Shomer Sacha? So it's a raya that, I mean, as it says, that's a raya that if you're not lechavin, that's not considered anav. First, if you give me something to watch, a friend gives me something to watch, I'm going to watch it because I make a thing, now I'll be able to ask him for a favor next time. You shouldn't think that way. If you do think that way, you should change. Somebody asks you for a favor, you shouldn't have a mind. I'll give him a ride so that next time I get a ride, I'll get a ride. No. You give a friend a ride because you give a friend a ride. So if you're not mechavin, that's not a hand, that's not a star. That's why a shem lechinam is a shem lechinam. But if you disagree with the aside, then every Shabbat Chinam should be a Shabbat Safa. That's the Abbey that is right.
If it's lost
or stolen,
you
won't know. Lost or stolen. Yeah, well, he might take it for 2 weeks until it gets lost or stolen.
But there's only
units if he gets lost. Yeah, but if he pays you when he gets lost, he's not going to earn it. He's not happy either. It's not proof because he still got paid. I don't think so. Shomer Sacha, the reason the Shomer Sacha is chayiv is because since the person is giving you something for it, it's implied that you're gonna do a better shmir. So that's why after the stolen, you need to do a better Shomer Sacha to add some chayiv and a better shmir. Shmir nice. What? Taka comes out funny from that. You know that if you have a Shomer Chinam who knows that he's only doing it in Mark and Taiva, great him, it should be Shomer Sacha. It comes out a bit strange. But that's the way it seems to work out according to him. I think there's a mocking to me in the Fasta on the Raya, but it's good Raya. Every Shomer Chinam. There's another Raya, which is also there, maybe not Mufur. He says, the Gemara says the Lashon Eber Menachai Leben Noyach. The Taisus uses the Lashon Eber Menachai LeNachri. The whole Taisus uses the Lashon of Nachri in the first line. Says, why does Taisus change from Eber Ben Noyach to Nachri? Because there are some B'nai Noyach, Leisechonim does not apply to Ger Taisha. There are some B'nai Noyach to whom Leisechonim doesn't apply. The Taisus wants to make it clear when he's talking about a Nachri, that someone's not a Ger Taisha. Because Tessus wanted to stress that the course of Lysa Chanim, you have to be talking that he's going to be Mount Taiva, otherwise, how do you have a Lysa Chanim? To stress that, Tessus used the Lashon Nachri instead of Ben Naya. A strong raya, I don't know, but that's what the answer is. This is one parrot to answer the Gemara Nahal. Arla told me you're not Mechavim, no problem. And our Gemara is talking that you are Mechavim. So someone showed me that Shlomo Zalman says another tarot. It's a nice guy. Shlomo Zalman Ogach is a Shashmaita with his notes here in Yeshiva. And he says another tarot. He says, you have to accept this Hanukkah. If you do someone a favor. Let's feel mechaber. You should be massive tzayim. You should be grateful to you. So Shlomo Salman says, being grateful is only a sukkah kanar. If you do someone a favor and you expect him that he'll be grateful and he'll give you something back for it eventually, it's only a sukkah. Not all people do it all the time. Not everyone, you might have noticed, not everyone who favors to shows gratitude. Especially, it's his Eidah Menachai, he just says, you pick it up and give it to me. So, not everyone shows gratitude. But, it's still a sukkah. A sukkah tzayvah is a sukkah hanoah, and a sukkah hanoah is a sukkah dairasa. It's still true, what Taisa says, that it's awesome. Because hanoah, when something is awesome about Naaman HaTayla, even a sukkah hanoah is awesome. And being that it's a sukkah dairasa, so Taisa's side is the empathy side. Which in order to do someone a favor with Yisuri hanoah, because maybe he'll be master tzayvah to you. It's very good, and now we're still here. The Gemara Kedushin is talking about what? Arla. By Arla, Kutzlaret, we have this halacha Moshe Sinai that says it's a Musa. Just like Sukkot Arla is Musa, you're not sure if it's Arla or not. The same thing, if you have Arla in a way in which it's a Sukkot, if you have a benefit, Sukkot Hanar is also Musa. Because that's all part of Moshe Messina, even Vaday, that's the stretch that Rosh Hashanah said. Even Vaday Arla, if it's a Sukkot Hanoah, it's also worth it. So Memeila, by Arla, the Shashmaitis Kasha falls off. By Arla, you're allowed to give it to someone, even though maybe he'll be Master Tzayla, thinking that that's only a Sukkot Hanoah. Sukkot Hanoah is also worth it by Arla. So this is what? Everywhere, if you give someone Yisuri Anah, he might be Master Chayda to you, it's awesome. That's what I tell you to say. It's true in Bavitsiya, it's true in Bavitsiya. The Kiddushin is talking about Arma. The Kashua is, how could one Amayra give the other Amayra to Arma? He's benefiting. He's only Suffolk benefit. And by Arma, Chutzah, it's fake as a mother. So Suffolk benefit is also mother. So we have two terutz, in that the Nezis Teretz and the Shemizalmas Teretz. The Stifler Kedushin says another Teretz which I don't totally follow. I have a problem with all this. I think a little of what Yaakov started to ask before. I have a problem with this whole discussion. We discussed the first shiur of this Teretz. That many Rishaitim hold it's also to give chametz to a behemishal hefker. So we talked about it. Why can't you give chametz to a behemishal hefker? Your behemah you're having on earth. Behemishal hefker you're having on earth. So many people felt. No, people get a pleasure out of feeding an animal, even if it's a hefker animal. Okay, I told you, I don't think I personally get a big hanah out of it. But there are definitely some people who do. Some people go to the zoo and they pay money to feed the zoo's animals. Some people get a benefit. So I accept that. Mishabur says you can't give comments to Bangish or Hefker because there's some kind of minority. You're feeding an animal. It's not your animal. Right? So what does that mean? That means, L'chaira, that if I take Arla, or I take Surayanah, and I go to my neighbor's animal, and I feed my neighbor's animal, so I'm having a benefit, that's awesome. I don't tell my neighbor, never be not excited to me. It's still awesome, you get a kick out of feeding animals. So, what's going on here? What about feeding people? People feel good feeding animals, they don't feel good feeding people. Our Taisus says that feeding people is usher because they'll be massive tigers. It's only usher because they're going to be massive tigers. So Shlomo Zalman says it's only a suffix. And Dr. Yezza says it's a machavin. Right? They're all talking that feeding people is only anah because they're going to be massive tigers back to you. I don't understand. Let's say they definitely won't be Marta Taiva, no question. You have a man who's dying. He'll never be Marta Taiva, he'll be dead in an hour. And right now, he asks you for a drink. You're giving him Isurei Anoa for a drink. So he's never going to be Marta Taiva to you. Just say it's Marta. I don't understand. Feeding an animal, animals are not Marta Taiva either. If you go to the zoo, you feed an animal, the animals are not Marta Taiva. And we were saying that feeding animals is a hanah. So feeding people is not a hanah. I don't understand. Yeah. What? Who goes to feed people? I don't know. It's true. So how come no one goes to feed people? What's the answer? There's no hanah. There's no hanah in feeding a person.
The animals
are helpless. The candy man shul doesn't get pleasure.
The
feed animals. And in fact, you don't have that when you feed people. They ask you, if you're walking, you're on your way to yeshiva. And a car pulls up and walks down the window and asks you for directions. You give them directions. You ever know off the back? Does it feel good? It definitely feels good. You know, the worst neighborhood. I once read that in a bad neighborhood, if you see some guy in there, they're going to start up with you. If they don't start up with you, walk over to them and ask them for directions. It brings out the goodness in a person. Everybody wants to do good. She walks straight over to them and say, how do I get here and here? No, you need I know people tell me they got flats in Harlem, and then a Schweitzer can't help them change a tire, otherwise you'd be, people want to do tight. You don't get a good feeling if someone asks for direction. Is that considered a hanoa? I don't know. I think it's the same thing you get when you feed an animal. That's the same thing. So the Gemara in Arlah is talking that they didn't see them either. They sent them Arlah and they didn't see them. And Hegel and Achai here is talking that you don't see them either. You have to remember the case. The case is the guy is Hegel and Achai. You can't reach it. You have to hand it to him. So we're talking in such a case where you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy it, you don't feel good. But you can't reach something, you help it. You know? A certain sense of, what they call chivalry. Is that the same as feeding an animal? I have no clue. What's your hanah feeding an animal? I have to know. No, you can burn it. Just to burn it is not hanah. Flushing it away is not a hanah. A feed to an animal is a hanah. So why is feeding it to an animal a hanah? Seems people feel good feeding it. So we have to decide that feeding animals makes people feel good and feeding people doesn't. The idea is to be busy?
No, there's no entertainment. Because that's how you feel good about yourself. You don't have to love it, you don't have to people.
It doesn't feel good treating your friend to a meal? That doesn't feel good? Let's say for lunch, you take someone out to lunch today, and you pay for the meal, you give them to eat. That's less pleasurable than taking the same pizza and giving it to a dog? Right. So you would, right? All of their friends should know that you enjoy much more giving it to us than giving it to them. Maybe you're right. It's an entertainment. That's what it is. It's an entertainment. The way they eat it, to watch, to observe them chewing, is an entertainment.
I think the person is getting to the animal. You know, you're better than the animal.
So by people, the same thing. Why should I burn it? Let me give it to my sheikh. It's easy. He's, my next door neighbor. Let me give it to him. It's not the same pleasure. Unless you're right. Eating animals is entertainment. To watch the way they eat it. Watch the way some people eat it. So to little children, you'll be right there. Why, maybe. No, seriously. Maybe feeding little kids is on earth. Maybe feeding someone who can't eat, lay alone in the hospital, is also on earth. And our Gemara is talking, we're all talking, people could eat on their own. Yeah, he's on the with the you're right. He's answering the Sheshmach Kasha, you know, to come out of that. But you still see from Shlomo Zalman that if he's not Makar Tzayis, it's not Ahanah. So I'm wondering, why is it Ahanah? Feeding dogs is Ahanah, feeding people is not. To me, it seems very strange. To me, it seems to be a very strange thing.
What comes out of the dogs
what? It comes out, feeding dogs is Asher, and feeding people is Mutter, unless they're Makar Tzayis to you. If you're not Makar Tzayis, you're Makar Tzayis, then it's Mutter. Strange. You go to your neighbor. Now think about this. No, this is the way we're coming out. What a matter of animals are more natural. These are not exciting. No, you see what comes out? Everybody's arguing with me. But bottom line, when we finish this review, it comes out. If you have Basa B'cholov in your house, you're not allowed to give it to your neighbor's cat. But you are allowed to give it to your neighbor if he's not married to the title. Tell him. But they don't come back to do you a favor. They don't come back and say, okay. They come back to eat more. The cat doesn't come back to do favors to you. It comes back to eat more. They're not going to
tell you. You're right. You're a person that enjoys
watching. No, it comes out of color. I mean, we can joke about it. We could say, actually, yes, it just comes out that if you have any three or not, you're not allowed to give it to your neighbor's cat or your neighbor's dog, and you're allowed to give it to your neighbor as long as you're not machaven, then he should be machaven. Your neighbor ain't a gun. The guy's dog, tell him. The guy's dog you can't feed, and the guy you could feed. It feels like there's something wrong with that. Unless you say you're sitting in animals' entertainment, sitting a person is not, and they could be. It's still strange. It's still strange. It's rather shy. What do I do with this Yisuri? You say, you know, you can't give it to your neighbors to walk, but you can give it to your neighbor. You're the guy you should have. You see, you can't give it to your guy you should have anywhere else, but it's funny. If you're not much having you stuff. But as far as the Yisuri, I'm not, you can give it to your neighbor. Yeah, I mean, let's say you don't tell, and it'll be also, because there's Makatai with you. And if the owner knows you're feeding his animal, it'll be Makatai, then it's us. Well, we're talking about feeding it when the owner doesn't know. They have thoughts because same is also in it. As long as it's talking about a teller, which if you keep egg on this crisis, which also seems to me to be a teller, Kidega wants to answer Tosis Kasha from Bav Metzia. How are you allowed to unload Yayin Nesef from an animal? Are you having anah from the Yayin Nesef? That's you're having anah because the owner of the animal did not decide that you're unloading. That was Tosis Kasha from Bav Metzia. The Kidega says that the Gemara there is going like the Mandiyamar Tsar Balei Chayim De Raisa, says in Tosis. How do you know Tzav al-Achayim de-Raisa? We learn out of a topic, Ozei Tzavei Dimai, Mrs. Hasei, to rescue an animal from Tzav al-Achayim. He says, what's the Isser Tzav al-Nor from the Ayin Nesef? It's a lot. Well, you'd back to Yafan Ula. You're not allowed to have anything as a Shaka Tzavei Dizai. It's a lot. So he says, the Hasei of Tzav al-Achayim is Dechad al-Laisa Seyav al-Nor. And that's why it's what's the receptive from the seer. You take our having on the he's makatayda to you, it's allowed. But the mitzvahs are say of tzar balei chayim is doicha the leisa say of having hana from yisurei hana. That's what the Rebbe says. What's the pella? Should it be the pella? Tzar balei chayim should be doicha. Let me ask you. Let's say the mitzvah of tzedakah. Am I allowed to be over even the Issa Rabbanim to give someone tzedakah? I see an ani on Shabbos. So I take some money, it looks so. I take some money and I put it, I go over to his house and I leave it in his house on Shabbos. We'll say, yeah, say it, tzedakah, it's like the life I say, but the Rabbanim and Mufsa. That's all we know. A Bein Adam L'chaveiro Yasei is not Berichah Lois Hasei. It's a Bein Adam L'chaveiro Yasei to do someone else a favor, I can't be over a lot. What? Tzedakah. You give my friend Tzedakah. I'm allowed to be over an Aveira? One second. So Bein Adam L'chaveiro, I'm certainly not allowed to be over an Aveira. I'm certainly not allowed to, even if he's already stuck. Even if he's already in Tzar, I'll be over in Isser. All right, we should cover up Rias, so you have certain Averis that are Muslim. But Stammer's like, for Mitzvah bin Amach Averi, no, I'll be over in Isser. So, for Tzar Balei Chayim, you're allowed to be over in Isser Isser, to do a favor to an animal? For Tzar Balei Chayim, Daicha Lois Asay, to me it sounds like a big finish. When do we say Asay Daicha Lois Asay? I have to wear tzitzit and shabbos. So I say tzitzit and say for shabbos. Or whatever I say that life say you have, I understand that. Say of yibum is that's a life say of marrying Yisurei Lav. I can understand that say that's a life say. It's Avodas Hashem or Bein Adam Malkim. What? In Bein Adam L'chaveiro, we don't say, I can be over a lot to do you a favor. Even though it says, but I have to answer the mic. I don't think so. What? Meis mitzvah. First of all, meis mitzvah, we're not over. I don't think we're over a lot. We're. But meis mitzvah, we push away a key in my set. A kind of like the blue man, the puzzle. A kind of. We have an extra puzzle. It's not up. It's where I'm going to say that for us. Shabbos is in a same alav. Shabbos is certainly not. Yom Tov is a choyz. Yom Tov is in a same alav. It's just a lav. But let's say Yom Tov is a lav. Kids, the Yom Tov on Yom Tov to do a yid of taiva. You know, you know about your mace and Yom Tov. Only our dayakum. Our dayakum is about to have your lakum and have a guy bury in it. The you have to shame the Yisraelites. You have to shame the Rabbanim. You have to do. So Tzar Balei Chayim is a mitzvah Bein Adam Mamachim. Maybe again, it comes out very strange. For my Yiddish neighbor is loaded up. His back. He's under a weight of heavy Yisrael, and I'm not allowed to unload him because. And this is not say of helping my person, my next door neighbor, it's not the chalab, it's very annoying, it's going to be not retired to me. I can't help him unload. But my neighbor's behemah is loaded up. We're facing a behemah, that's different. You know, for you, I can't do it. For your behemah, I can do it. Because I don't want the behemah. I don't want the behemah to be in pain. You want the person to be in pain? No, it's interesting. Rabbi Hanan, it's like coincidence. The Kodesh Shiurim of Chasei Tamid Aleph declares it's the Tzar Balei Chayim by people. Tzar Balei Chayim applies to human beings. He has a chakir. He doesn't pass. He wants to bring a raya. Oisei after mashal to klavim. Rashi says it's better to throw it to klavim than to give it to a guy. She says maybe it's the raya. Tzar Balei Chayim is only by animals, and maybe it's no raya to people. So if Tzar Balei Chayim applies, if it would apply to people, let's say Tzar Balei Chayim would apply to people. So you're allowed to be over a lot, then a person shouldn't have Tzar. Tzar Balei Chayim be Tzar Balei Chayim. If It's just not mistabit to me. I'm not enough of Bucking Shas to know the makar, but it's not mistabit that you're allowed to be over a lamb in order to save an animal from tzara. Sounds like a wild thing that Rabbi Chanan is saying. It's a say of Kivega, you understand? So, two things is a sugya in just remembering now, in Beya, an animal fell into a bar. On Sabal Echayim, you're allowed to be Matriya, the Tirfa, you must have done something like a Malacha. Animal fell into a bar, you're allowed to be Matriya, even though it's a Tirfa to the animal, you're allowed to be Matriya to help the animal. It doesn't say, I don't think there's Malacha, it's Malacha. So to me it was Kivega. I mean, Kivega is not like Tysus. Yeah, but he's saying even if the owner will be Makatai, then I'm unloading the animal, which is still be Mutter, I am being over Nisrei Anah. So I say it's Kabbalah Chayim, it should be there for the fact that I'm having Anah at the end. Why is he grabbing a lab if the owner is being not the tiger? You would like to have a cabin? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, how do you know it's not what the tiger wants? If an animal should have tried, then... So you're just saying it's far? Is it as far? Somebody, it's far that for the sake of an animal, I'm allowed to be ever alive. Is that what's happening? We should tie up, or I'll be far. An animal car that for the sake of an animal,
maybe because it's the weight, and it's like, because then, like, by the honey on Shabbos, you can't do the lock, you can't get out the lock, because you can wait on the Shabbos first. But here, with other kind, like, the action's happening right now, you can't. You can't
even
hide later on, so therefore
you'd
like to do it.
But you can't just say it's far as most. You have to use the mechanism of the Sheikh that I like to say. You can't say it's Mustafa the most one of them that really wanted this. You have to have a Makarta. You're doing it, you're being hyper alive. The Makarta is the Sheikh that I like to say. Which you're not allowed to be Sheikh that I say to do a Jew a favor. And for the Behemoth, you're allowed to. For the Tzara of a Jew, you're not allowed to be hyper alive. And for the Tzara, his Tzara, you're allowed to be hyper alive. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Have a Sharon this guy. Next, Yisuri Anah in the Gemara. He is Sharon this. So now, the whole picture changes. All the Harays, till now, I think, were all Mutter the Anah. Okay, what do we have so far? What are all the Harays? Gilanasha, Dam, and Ezra Menachar. So they're all Mutter the Anah. The Gemara's Kasha was always on Rabbi Avol. The Gemara's Kasha now is both on Rabbi Avol and Chizkiya. It's Kasha on everybody. Why? Haray, Giranah, Haray, Sharniskal. Where is it? Haray, Sharniskal. Okay, about a third of the way down. Drachman Amr, lo yeachel es besarai. The kudus on that is not lo yeachel, but lo yeachel es besarai. You have to remember, Chizki agreed, yeachel is the Surianah. That Chizki and Rabbi both agreed. Lo yeachel is the Surianah. The Tanya, me Master Shanem, a Saka Yisaka Vashar, and he had there seen a veil. But the veil Asura Bachila. If you give a Shar Skila, obviously you can't eat the animal, because, not because it's a Shar and Nifkal, but because it's not Shechtin. Umar Talmud Loyme Loye Yachel, Magid Lacha HaKosim, an important leader, Shem Shachtoi, Bacha Shanim Medina, Yas. The first Tanish. You might think a Shar Nifkal is Asura, you have to speak a Skila. Well, let's say a person went, and he wasn't supposed to, but he ran and he shechted the shah in his car before they gave it to him. You might think it's mutter. So no. So Talmud Laimer Layachal. Layachal comes to teach us. Eliyahu Bachila. And this would only tell us the Tosa Bachila. Talmud Laimer Bala Shar Nafi. What is Bala Shar Nafi? Bala Shar is clean. What is clean? And Masha Shimon Ben Zayma Aymer. Adam Shaim of a Chaderai by slang, like a person tells his friend, "Yak the slang Naki Lechasa Ve'ain Like Baham Hanashal Klum." The word Naki means, in English, it's the same slang, right? To say a person's cleaned out. Right? Cleaned out means he has nothing left. So Baal HaShor nothing. The Baal HaShor is cleaned out. He's got nothing. He's got no hana. Period. It's the end of the bride. So what's Shor? Shor is very good. Shor in this goes to Baal HaShor. It says, oh, yeah, okay, what's the problem? But you want to know. Time was the cost of a Baal HaShor nothing. You need an extra rebuy of Baal HaShor nothing. Why do I need a pasuk to tell you that Shor Nisko goes off to Varna? It says, Layayachel, that's enough of a reason. That's the Gemara's right. This is Shver, Saya Chizkiya, and Saya Rebavo. Because Saya like Chizkiya and Saya Rebavo, Lo Yeyachel itself means Yisurei Hano. The Lunada Lo Yeyachel. Do I need Lo Yeyachel for something else?
Well, before it's
the Gemara said I really need Lo Yeyachel because otherwise I would have thought because it got Skila, that's why I can't eat it. How do you know that it is shechted before Skila? That it's Asur, Talmud Lama Laya Yachel. It sounds like the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk of Laya Yachel for a different drasha. It's like extra for a drasha. How's it extra for a drasha? I need Laya Yachel to teach me Surya Anna. Okay, there. Alright. First, you heard the kasha? You hear what I'm asking? You know what I'm asking? The asking is, the Gemara says, what do I need Baal HaShor Naki for? It says, well, Yeyachel. So that I already know he's doing Hanah. That's the kash. But the Gemara already said, I need Yeyachel. Yeyachel is needed for to teach me that if you shept it before Skila, it's also awesome. Right? So I need Yeyachel. So it's not fair. Baal HaShor Naki teaches me Surya Hanah. Well, it also teaches me if I shift it before Siva, it should be
Yasa. You know,
why? But then it's not extra. It's not extra for the Joshua. What? Right, that's exactly it. I wouldn't have known that if I shifted it faster. I knew you need Basha and Naki teaching Surya Na, and now I have all the extra. But the Torah wanted me to. The Torah wrote, the question is why did the Torah write Baal HaShor Naki? The answer is, it wrote Baal HaShor Naki to make Lo Yachel Esther for Joshua. Remember that? So I don't know, what Debbie started saying was, if you learn that Lo Yachel, let's say Rabavo, that Lo Yachel, he said, the Mishnah Melech said, Taish, not a Joshua. The Taish of the word. The word don't eat means don't have a no of eating. It's not that it's an extra word that we're darshan. Maybe, like the Mishnah Melech, it's good. It lives in the word. In the word, lo yeyachel, means don't have any type of anah. Don't have any type of anah. Does that really make a terrorist? It might be true lo yeyachel means don't have anah. But there was still shver. How do you know to darshan that shechita is aser? If you shecht it before skila, maybe I need Vayyachal to tell me it's aser b'hanah. Because then, oh, so that maybe that place is aser naki. Then the Gemara, then the Gemara's kasha falls away.
Why?
Why does the Gemara's kasha fall away? Because I need Baal HaShor Naki because in order to make Vayyachal extra. I will take the back. But it's not an extra pasuk. I need it to teach me Hana. It's not extra to teach me. Why? Quick up a bow. Quick up a bow. Can't say why. Teach me Surya Na. How else would I know Surya Na? Okay, so Yerichel, yeah, Taka, what's this Yerichel and Yerichel? There's Taka no difference, according to Rabbah. You're not helping. the drasha of Shchita Kaitim Ila is not from Yei Arfa as opposed to Yei Arfa. It would have been the same with any Lash. Right. You can't exactly say it that way, but the word Ba'asharnaki, somehow the Gemara doesn't understand it to imply Shchita before Skiyah. The word does the other way around. Ba'asharnaki is very non-distant. I think what it says, I think it's in Yeshua, he says, the Senate should have said, Lo Yehane. Why say Lo Yehane? If it got Skiyah, you can't eat it anyway. It's Nadeilah. Lo Yehane comes to teach you Hanar, on something that you can't eat anyway, should have said, Lo Yehane be then. Should have said, Lo Yehane be Suriyana. Well, basically what he's saying is that Lo Yachel means Hano. I the Kasha, how do you know to Darshan Shita Kaitim Skila? So he answers, we know that because it chose the Lashon Achila. How can you choose the Lashon Achila on something it's Skila to? How can you choose the Lashon Achila? Must be that you shafted it. That's how we know. That's the according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, what did Rabbi Kiva Eger say in Rabbi Hall? He said, how does Lo Yachel mean Yisuriyana? Kiva Eger said, it has nothing to do with the word Lo Yachel. We learn out of Nevela. Since by Nevela, you need a pasuk to be Megala. So from Nevela, we learn that everything else is Asabahana. Since Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gemara is very good. Because it's not that we're darshaning Lo Yachel to teach me Yisuriyana. Yisuriyana I know from Nevela. So now, the Gemara isn't very good. Why do I need Baal HaShanaki to tell me it's Asabahana? Learned it from the Vela. According to Rabbi Kiveda, learns up the whole Sugya that Yisuri Anah is not because of the meaning of the word Yeyachel or Yeichel or Yeichel. It's since by the Vela, it had a pocket to tell you it's Mutab Anah, that's Megala, everything else is Asab Anah. So from the Vela, now the Gemara is very good. Nothing to do with Yeyachel. Why do I need Baal HaShanaki? Why? To learn out of the Vela. Rabbi Kiveda is Mahalach. This whole discussion doesn't begin. At any rate, the Gemara says Lahanot Ubala Sharnaki Ma'ilam La Yeyachel Es Rechila B'Sanah Mashma Ubala Sharnaki Lahanot Ayrei Huda Asa Beitra Saka Dechamina La Yeyachel Es Besari Ksir Besari In Ayrei Lai Kamashma. That's what's going to teach. Umahanak Tanoi, the Maki by Lahai Kuala Josh Akrina, the Hati Kaifer, and the Maid Mada, Hanasai, and all of them. Some people learn Layakas the Sari to different Joshua. How do they know Hanasai, right? Not Kalu. They es the Sari as a top of the Sari. Bidach es Laydash. Is a Machmakis Yishayim by Shah and Niska. If, let's say you have an animal that says in Paskin is Chayav Skila. He went to the whole thing. Tyra, the Bezit said this animal is Chayav Skila. Is the Shah in this place Suri Anah? Yes. He said, Asa Bahanah may Chayim as well. He will not go riding the back of this animal. I thought he was walking with this animal and kill people. But are you allowed to go riding the back of such an animal? Are you allowed to shear its wool and use its wool? He's an animal. There's a chinuch in the beginning of Mitzvah Nun Bei brings that the sheet of Taisus and Baba Kama is that it's Mutzer Mechayim, sorry, Taisus and Sanhedrin, if I intend to say, is that Mechayim is Mutzer Bahadah. So the sheet of Sarambam is that it's Asr Bahadah, Mechayim. And this was also from the time Bez and Paskin, and it's already Asa Bahadah. What? Taisa says it's Mutter, and the Rambam says it's Asa. Taisa says it's Mutter Bahadah, and the Rambam says it's Asa Bahadah. What? The Rambam. What's the right? Really, the whole discussion it's totally in how you understand the rebirth. But the b'shechit, you shechit before tefillah, it's also us. Why is it also about shechit before tefillah? The Rambam learns because it's already a Surah Anah from the Pesachet. Tosafot says, no, it's only a Surah Anah from the time that it's said. Tosafot says, if the Kasha, he brings a right to Tosafot. So according to the Rambam, maybe you need Baal HaShor Naki to be Marbeh, then it's also Baal HaNoi, even Mechayim. From Loya Yachel, I only know Machamisa from the time that Roy Lachim was. And Baal HaShor Naki maybe comes to teach us a Riboy that is even also Mechayim. Maybe that's why I need it for. But talking from the time that the animals were lachila, but the pasuk la'yachol refers to a barachila, and that you're capable of it. So maybe for la'yachol, I only know ma'achamisa, ba'ashar nukiz ma'ad mechayim.
The Rambam says,
why doesn't the Gemara answer that? I learned that out of ba'ashar nukiz. Since the Gemara doesn't answer it, that should be a raya that a Shana Niskal is Mutter Bechayim. So therefore the Gemara asks, what do I need two Pesukim? If it's Mutter Bechayim, it's only after if it's dead, now the Gemara cash is good. Why do I need A, Baal HaShor Naki, and B, Oye Yachol? It's all just the same thing. If Gemara cash makes sense by Tais, this doesn't make sense according to the Okay, I know Rav School is not around.